Good morning. The latest in a series of low pressure waves which have been passing by interior New York and New England over the last several days now is tracking south of Long Island. It'll continue to move to the north and east, south of Nantucket and east of Cape Cod during the day today. We have a steady light rain going on across parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and central and southern New England. This steady rain will start to break up and showers will become more scattered as we get deeper into the morning and especially this afternoon. To the north of I-90, further away from the storm track, high pressure will dominate the weather picture. Still a lot of clouds around, but a better chance in northern New York and New England to see more breaks of sunshine and even partly sunny skies closer to the Canadian border. This will help temperatures in these areas make it up to and even past the 60-degree mark this afternoon, while where areas of clouds and showers persist through the afternoon, temperatures will be held back into the middle and upper 50s. Skies will be mostly cloudy tonight, areas of fog and drizzle again back down to the middle 40s. A new front will make its way through the Great Lakes and dive down into the Ohio Valley tomorrow. It'll team up with a low-pressure wave along the southeast coast and slowly work its way in our direction over the next several days. The overall unsettled nature of this weather pattern, with a cool pool of air overhead and some warming with breaks of sunshine at ground level, will create enough instability so the period Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will feature mainly dry weather, but with passing showers from time to time and maybe even a couple of thunderstorms. Temperatures will be at or slightly below seasonal averages and mainly in the lower to mid-60s through the end of the week. This whole thing should lift out for the beginning of the weekend, and a dry day is expected on Saturday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we should touch just about 70 before the next front heads our way for Saturday night. This will bring another round of showers our way, which should depart by early Sunday morning. And right now, Mother's Day looks nice from mid-morning on, with a cooler breeze and a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of the Carolina Piedmont into the southern mid-Atlantic coastal plain. Weak to moderate destabilization beneath cyclonic mid-level flow will contribute to the potential for vigorous convective development today, particularly from the Savannah Valley northeastward through the southern mid-Atlantic coast. In the wake of this morning's thunderstorms, new convective development seems most likely to initiate near the mountains to the west of Charlotte. Deep layer shear will be favorable for supercell structures capable of producing severe hail and damaging wind gusts. This activity is expected to spread with supporting forcing for ascent toward the southeastern portions of Virginia and eastern North Carolina coastal plain through the evening hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 25 degrees with a west wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 42. 86% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Orlando, Florida, and Thermal and Death Valley, California, to a low of 12 at Aspen Springs and Walden, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain likely in the upper 50s. Boston, cloudy with rain in the upper 40s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature, 49, that's 5 degrees below normal. 39 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 5 tenths of an inch for the month, which is 29 hundredths above normal, and 8.83 inches for the year, which is 2.55 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 43, the record high, 89, set in 2001, and the record low, 29, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m., 14 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, with more sun toward the Canadian border this afternoon and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain likely, then scattered showers deeper into the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today, highs right around 60. Mostly cloudy with a shower possible tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today and highs right around 60. Mostly cloudy with a shower possible tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, mostly cloudy all 3 days. A few scattered showers and possibly a rumble of thunder, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Saturday. A morning shower on Sunday, cooler with a mix of sun and clouds and debris on Sunday afternoon in the lower 60s, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.